Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the top three at three is coming your way momentarily. Want to let Gator Neil, who's been with us since day one here on the show, complete his call. Did you realize that 15 of the last 17 years in the National Football League, there have been five new playoff teams? 12 teams make the playoffs every year. That means there's a turnover rate of 42% every single year in terms of the playoffs. Now, every year you do this, you say to yourself, well, this is the year there's not going to be five. And it almost always is the case that they have five new playoff teams each year. And Neil's going to give us a few right now. So, Neil, what do you got?
I'm going to give you five exactly. I'm going to give you three in the AFC, and that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with the most obvious, which is Baltimore. Anytime you have Lamar Jackson leading your team as a quarterback, I just don't believe in you. I believe Cleveland is coming up, although the prediction for them to win the Super Bowl is hilarious. And I also believe Pittsburgh is going to be better now that they've gotten rid of the cancers out of the locker room. The second team in the AFC is going to be the Chargers. They've already gotten some injuries that I think are key to their team. Phillip Rivers is really, really old. I love him as a person, but as a quarterback, he's never really done much. They always seem to win 8 or 9 games and then miss out at the end. Last year, they actually made it, but I got a feeling they're going to take a step back. And my last team, which I know you're going to completely disagree with, Mark, is going to be the Houston Texans. I think they're going to take a step back. I do not like their secondary whatsoever. Obviously, you love their quarterback. I'm not so in love with him. And I think Indianapolis is going to win the division this year, and I think Houston's going to take.
Well, you don't even know if Andrew Luck's going to play at this point. Deshaun Watson is fantastic, but the roster around him sucks. The head coach sucks. They have no protection for Deshaun Watson. He's taken a historic level of hits. So yeah, I agree. I think Houston takes a step back this year. They just released third round pick Deontay Foreman. Who releases third round picks, man? You know, so they've got real roster problems. They have a talent issue at Houston. So I think Houston could stumble and bumble to a 6-10 year. I really do.
Well, part of the problem with that is people always want to talk about their offensive line, but Deshaun Watson causes a lot of that because he holds onto the ball way too long. And he throws into a lot of double and triple coverage, and the best receiver in the game, DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah, no
makes
protection.
Him look good.
You have no, so your choice is you take a sack or you force the ball. With Houston's offensive line, that's your choice.
I'm not saying that he's wrong for it. I'm just saying it does happen. So let's go to the NFC. I'm going to give you two out of the NFC. I'm going to start with the Seahawks because I still think the 49ers are one of the best rosters in the game, and I believe the 49ers are going to contend against the Rams for the NFC West.
Neil, did you realize that Jimmy Garoppolo had the same quarterback rating as you and I the other day?
Did you realize 2 years ago he would have led the NFL in quarterback in QBR if he would have had enough snaps? And his best threat was Marquise Goodwin at that point. Pierre Garçon was out.
Do you
have weapons galore now?
Do you realize his sample size is crumbs?
Yeah, if you're going to talk about his sample size, Mark, let's not talk about 1 out of 6 in a preseason game either when the guy's coming off a major knee injury. If we're going to talk sample size, you're talking about sample size. That's a minute sample
Size. Guess why the 1 for 6, the same problem that Deshaun Watson has. That offensive line was a sieve.
I agree with that. If their offensive line plays like it did Monday night, I agree. We have no chance. But I truly believe they're going to be
all right.
Better
and what's your last one here?
Obviously, they didn't look that way. The other team in the NFC is going to be the Cowgirls. If you look throughout history, teams that are five games or more above 500 when it comes to games that are 7 points or less, one score or less, the following year, 88% of the time they have a losing record in those games the following year. I think there's three teams that have that trend this year. The Rams are one, the Cowboys are one, and I don't remember the other. The Cowboys have a lot of greed going on in Dallas right now between the big three, what you call the big three, especially Dak Prescott, who is not a top 15 quarterback, let's be honest.
You got it.
And I believe that that's going to cause them in the locker room to have some turmoil. I just don't believe in that team right now. I don't believe in Dak Prescott. You could put a lot of quarterbacks behind that offensive line, and I think Dallas will be a Super Bowl contender.
Thanks for the call.
Last thing, Mark, and I know you got to get to the top three at three. My prediction is I think the Saints and the Chiefs are going to play for the Super Bowl this year, because I believe that was supposed to be the Super Bowl last year. And if it hadn't been for the Zebras, it would have been.
That's the first thing you've said that makes sense, Neil. The first thing. I totally agree with that. Saints and Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year. Also, I'm giving you a hard time, man. Good data on the Dallas Cowgirls as well. The top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, with a brand new location in Spartanburg, South Carolina, 449 East Main Street, the east part of downtown. The top three at three begins now. Lonzo has a new strategy here to try to get me to laugh, so I ruin the silence during the break. It's hilarious. He almost was breaking into a dance there a little bit. Hit it! All right, at number three here today, a big debate going on in the ESPN Upstate studios before the show, because Diddy believes that Dakarian Joyner needs to transfer. He needs to enter the transfer portal today. He says this is where we are with college football, and in this situation, he loves it. It's great that a kid gets a shot to battle it out, and then he has an option to play somewhere else if it doesn't work. I totally and completely disagree with that take. And what are you teaching our young kids if whenever they hit adversity, they take their football and they go home? They take their football and they leave. Here's the cold, hard facts as it pertains to Dakarian Joyner. If he's the third best quarterback at South Carolina, sorry to carry in to break this news for you, you're not an NFL quarterback. And if you're not an NFL quarterback, you really should consider changing positions. Brian McClendon is U of SC's offensive coordinator, and he says that Dakarian Joyner has been receptive to that.
Why'd you indicated to you that he's willing to change positions?
Yeah, I think he's indicated that he just wants to help the team in whatever way. And so, I mean, that's where the conversation was. And then, like I said, man, you know, wherever that role takes him, I think that's something that we got to make sure that we're exploring and discussing.
Is it realistic he could help this team this year at a separate position?
There's no question.
There's no question he could, and that's the future for Dakarian Joyner. Look, if you want to give up the NFL dream, I understand that. Go play quarterback at Appalachian State. No offense, Diesel, his alma mater, and play quarterback and enjoy it, and you won't be an NFL quarterback. But if you have a dream of playing in the National Football League, here's your chance. Give yourself a couple of years to adjust to another position and become a real contributor at another position. Because if you're the third best quarterback at South Carolina, you're the third best quarterback to no one in the National Football League. You're not good enough to be a quarterback at that position. Have the conversation with yourself in the mirror, Dakarian, and it's okay. I think I agree with Brian McClendon. You could be a real impact maker at wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, and running back. Next up, Ezekiel Elliott and leverage. Does he have any, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the other day, Jerry Jones took a pot shot at Ezekiel Elliott when asked about if there was any updates with him at practice. Jerry Jones actually dropped the who? Who are you talking about? Who's that? At practice when asked about Ezekiel Elliott. Then Ezekiel Elliott and his agent didn't like that very much at all. And now Jerry Jones comments on the fact that Ezekiel Elliott and his agent didn't like it.
Zeke's agents expressed unhappiness with the Zeke joke. Have you talked to them at all since then? Any response to that at all?
Look, I've earned the right with Zeke to joke. Period.
Right.
I've earned it.
So have you guys had any conversations since then at all?
No. Okay. But let me be real clear about it. I've earned that right to joke.
So he has earned the right to joke. And let me tell you for a minute about it. Number one, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott, that would piss me off. But I fully believe that Jerry Jones has the right to do that. Let me tell you for a minute a little bit about the lunacy of what Ezekiel Elliott's doing now. He's holding out with 2 years left on his deal. Folks, I have a 2-year deal here. You know, sports contracts are similar to media contracts. You know, I didn't even realize that we were allowed to be traded. And then I got traded when I was in Tampa, Florida. CBS traded the station to Beasley. I'm like, man, they didn't see my no trade clause up in here. I don't want to be traded. I'm no interest in being traded. You can also be traded in sports media. If I went to my boss's office right now and 6 months into a two-year deal, I said, boss, we have been named the number one sports show in South Carolina. I'm going to hold out until I get a new deal. We've been named. You know what he would do? He'd shake my hand and say, Mark, we've had a great 6 months. I wish you the best of luck. Have a nice life. That's what he would say. That's exactly what he would say. Think of the lunacy behind Ezekiel Elliott trying to pull this off with 2 years left on his deal. I've got a year and a half left. I couldn't dream of doing that. Okay? Ezekiel Elliott, these people in their corners, man, they don't even realize he has nowhere close to the power that he thinks he has. Wake up and smell the coffee, Ezekiel. Your team doesn't need you to win. And finally, so I thought this was really interesting. I think Colin Cowherd hosts one of the best national sports radio shows in the country. And yesterday on the Herd with Colin Cowherd, well, let's just say I have a question for you guys. Is this a hot take or could this be reality? Here's Colin.
This kid's never lost. In fact, the only close game he's ever been involved in at the college level is Syracuse, a good program, not stupendous. They win about 55% of their games over the last 30 years. They have a very good head coach, very good staff. But he didn't finish that game. He got whacked. He got hurt. So I think Clemson has a chance. They have the first or second best running back, first or second best head coach, first or second best wide receiver. They're rebuilding their defensive front, but Clemson always brings in all sorts of dudes that can play up there. They won't be quite as dominant on the defensive line. They've got a very workable schedule. I think they have a chance to be the best college team of all time.
The best college team of all time, says Colin Cowherd. Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, South Carolina or Clemson, is that a hot take or is there validity to that take? Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we will get to your tweets live on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC, Mark Ryan on Air. You can also email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Is Colin guilty of a hot take, or is there validity there? I will answer that question. Plus, is it fair to use wins as a metric to evaluate quarterbacks? All of that and so much more coming your way on the number one sports radio show in South Carolina per the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. You're listening to it right now. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's just never going to get old. I love that guy's voice, too. Do you know that guy who does the voices for us?
Yeah, I forget his name exactly, or it just went off the top of my head, but I know he's blind, which is really cool.
That's really cool, man. It just shows the power of the senses and how you can create power, create an impact with the different senses that are available to you. All right, a check on the text line here. We were having a debate earlier in the show. The XFL names have been released today. And the XFL names are as follows: the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the LA Wildcats, the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, that's lame, Seattle Dragons, that's badass, Tampa Bay Vipers, that's okay, and the DC Defenders, I neither feel strongly one way or another about that one. But there was a debate because I gave 3 wins out of the 8 to Lonzo. His names were better. I especially liked the New York City Brawlers that Lonzo came up with, but I liked 5 of the XFLs better. And so for DC, they have the DC Defenders, and Lonzo's name for DC was the DC Dream. And we asked you guys to help break the tie, which one would be better. The text line says, DC Dream sounds like a WNBA team, Lonzo. Defenders for the win. Not impressed with the WNBA team names. Okay, isn't there a WNBA team called the Dream? Isn't there? I'm not sure.
Dude, I don't know. I've never watched a WNBA game,
okay.
So I wouldn't know.
Mark and Lonzo, how many hours do you work a day on average for a 3-hour show? Just curious of all the prep time that has to be done. Average time of arrival for me here to the studio each day is between 9 and 9:30. Okay, 9 and 9:30. All right. It is routine for me to get here before Lonzo, which happened today. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It happened today. Yeah, you saw me. I got right before you today.
Yeah, you walked in the door like 30 seconds
well,
before
I knew.
I
knew we were going to get that text, so okay. I had to beat you here today. But I will tell you this. So between 9:30 and 1, which is about 3.5 hours, I'm working on the show, and I probably prep another hour and a half in the evening time. I'm watching other shows, listening to other shows. I'm brainstorming ideas. I'm taking notes in because when I get here in the morning, I want to kind of have a feel for at least half of the show before I arrive here in the morning. Most days I can do that. On days when I can't do that, I don't really it's an uncomfortable feeling to get here at 9:30 and you're looking at a blinking cursor on the screen with no ideas there.
Well, you know what? The difficult prepping is almost over. Because very soon we are going to have college football games and NFL games going on. And let's face it, we have football almost every single night.
So, I'm going to challenge you here, Lonzo, because to me, this is the hardest prep. I think the easiest prep is when there's nothing going on, because then you can just have fun. The challenge for us right now is to still sound different and better than everybody else, to still sound different and better to the point that we earn the award that's been bestowed upon us, you and I, as the number one sports show in South Carolina.
I understand having a mix, but we also need to talk about what just happened over the weekend, especially if we come in Monday after Miami beats your Florida team.
Thanks.
We're going to need to be talking about that, and you're probably going to want to avoid it. But being a professional host that you are, I'm sure you will come on and talk about why Florida lost.
Okay. So...
He's just flying right by that one.
Yeah. No, there's going to be no Florida losing. Neil Pappas wants to know why I threw him under the bus. I was just joking with you, Neil. I mean, come on, man. Come on. He says, I would talk everything you say wrong, but you only give me 5 minutes or so. Neil, you've earned some special treatment here because Radio 101, they teach you that all calls are supposed to be 2 minutes or less. 2 minutes or less. I give you a lot more than that a lot of times. Okay, I've asked you, is Colin Cowherd's take on Clemson that they could be one of the best ever, is that valid or is it a hot take? The texter says, so and anyway, to answer that guy's question, I would say on a typical day, I prep 4.5 to 5 hours for the 3-hour show. Okay, because 1.5 hours is in the evening time. And then probably 3.5 hours.
You know, I get your answer, but my answer would be life is show prep. So, I mean, everything that's going on, you're watching, you're looking around, not just especially on this show because we're not just talking about sports, we're talking about other stuff too. So
I think that's a better answer than I gave. And, you know, when I was trying, Lonzo, to get you to submit show ideas, I was trying to get you into that mindset that everything we do is show prep. When you have pizza, is there something that you can integrate into the show from pizza? So I think you answer that better than I do, and I feel like the shows are the best when you're always in prep mode, right? But in terms of actual work, like this guy wants to know, you're sitting down at the computer, how long are you working? Probably 4.5 to 5 hours for a 3-hour show.
And I save my best stuff for Saturday.
There you go. Thanks, Lonzo. Appreciate it. This isn't the best show in South Carolina for nothing. So not a hot take, Mark. To me, it's obvious. Clemson is the best program in the country. Colin Cowherd is a hack. Dude is a bandwagon personality. Well, it sounds like you agree with
him. This has been killing me all day. Ever since I had to get this audio, Colin Cowherd is a hack for sure. Because when I think of Colin Cowherd, here's what I think. Jimmy Clausen is going to be the greatest quarterback to ever come out.
That was Mel Kiper.
No. It was Cowherd.
That was Cowherd.
Cowherd was going crazy about Clausen because we used to carry him on these airwaves. Who knows where you were then, because he was with ESPN for a while. He was going nuts about Jimmy Clausen. And Jimmy Clausen got to the NFL. He never said another word about him. You know, come on and say you're wrong. Don't just move on.
Well, he started doing a segment where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong.
Oh, he was wrong
on
that.
He started doing a segment about
that. As someone who had to sit through some games where Clausen was with the Panthers. Oh, my gosh.
Props to Lonzo for playing Smashing Pumpkins. Siva at the break. Lonzo to Lonzo. Lonzo doesn't know what Smashing Pumpkins are. To Lonzo, Smashing Pumpkins is a form of vandalism that the evil people do at Halloween. So I'll take credit for that.
You know, despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. You go right ahead.
Very, very well played, sir. Cowherd, hot take. Texter says the Hurricanes in 83, 87, or 89, the best college team of all time, says Anthony Mims. His take there. Let's hear more from Colin Cowherd here. Let's start with clip number four here, Lonzo. He said they have the chance to be the best team of all time. For starters, they're going to achieve perfection.
And if you look at their schedule this year, they'll play South Carolina from the SEC. That's a tough one. I think they've got a game somewhere with Texas A&M. They host them early. Their schedule's got your landmines. Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, South Carolina. Those are all losable games. They have to go to Carolina. These are all losable games. So their schedule,
Georgia Tech
daunting,
is not a losable
but it's not cupcake. They're going to make it look cupcake. No. I think this kid is absolutely incredible.
Who is Georgia Tech? Do we know who they are?
Yeah, that's not a losable game.
But we do not know who they are.
I'll tell you who they are. Georgia Tech is...
What kind of offense are they going to run?
Is a square peg, round hole team that has triple option personnel. It doesn't matter what offense they run. They have triple option personnel. They're not going to be able to run offense. Let's keep it going here, Lonzo. Clip number five, Colin Cowherd with he puts Trevor Lawrence in rare air here.
I think Clemson has a chance to be an all-time great team. In the games in which Trevor Lawrence started and finished last year, none were close. 20 was the closest, and he was a freshman. He's now a sophomore. They won the ACC championship by 32. They beat Notre Dame by 27. They beat Bama by 28. They beat Louisville by 61. They beat Florida State by 50. He is the best college quarterback I have seen since Andrew Luck. I didn't watch Carson Wentz and Patrick Mahomes enough to make that judgment. I saw him play at 17 in a high school camp. He is the best high school quarterback talent I think I've probably ever seen.
And he continues, the best quarterback that he'd seen up until that point was Andrew Luck, who was 31-7 at Stanford. So what makes Trevor Lawrence better?
Basically, Clemson has Alabama's talent, but with the best college quarterback of my life. I told you when Andrew Luck came out, John Elway is the only quarterback I saw play in college and thought, that's what a Hall of Famer looks like in the NFL. And it's not like Elway won a ton in college. He was just bigger, stronger, faster, arm, brain. And then I said, Andrew Luck, I'm like, sophomore year. That's going to be a first ballot. This kid's better, I think, than both. Arm, size, delivery, everything. He's really an all-time talent.
He's really an all-time talent. Folks, my belief is that Colin is right. So why didn't I come out with that take that Clemson could be the number one team in the history of college football? I didn't for this reason. I feel like I'm kind of in the bubble here now, right? And so you come to expect being around the greatness that is the Clemson Tigers football program. It's just kind of what you're used to. You don't even realize that it could be historic. But you look at that offense has three first-round skill players, okay? Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, and Justin Ross, three first-round skill players. You got to be kidding me with that. Justin Ross and Trevor Lawrence aren't even allowed to leave before two more years at Clemson, all right? That's insane. A freshman 1,000 yards receiving. Went back and watched some of that national championship game again. It should be illegal, the catches that Justin Ross was making in that particular game. Then you have the potential of starting 3-6-4 wide receivers. You've got the best offensive line in the ACC. This is going to be NCAA Football 2019, EA Sports. It's in the game. This is going to be NCAA Football 2019 on rookie mode. Okay? That's what this is going to be. 34-point favorite against Georgia Tech. There is less than a 0% chance they lose that game. And look, I can hear Dennis Green in my ear saying, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. You shouldn't crown them yet. We need to see what they can do. Sometimes things on paper don't always play out that way, right? Games aren't played on paper. They're played inside of your television set. So we don't know how this all is going to play out. We really don't. But from what I saw last year, 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. From what I saw against Alabama, a 98 quarterback rating on a scale of 1 to 100, the best quarterback rating ever against a Nick Saban-coached team. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, this is unfair what Clemson is doing on the offensive side of the ball. Now, you could make a very valid point. Who are they defensively? Who is Clemson defensively? We know you've got A.J. Terrell. You know you've got Isaiah Simmons. You know you've got Xavier Thomas, who has a lot of promise, although not fulfilled promise at this point. Niles Pinckney gives you some, you know, experience on that defensive line. But yet you do have some question marks. There are some question marks at the other linebacker positions. What kind of pressure are they going to get at the quarterback this year? I think those are very, very fair questions to ask. Is this Clemson defense going to be good, great, or mediocre? I think we know what the offense is going to be. And I think the offense has a chance to put up an average of 50 points a game this year. I think they're going to blow people out of the water. I think you're going to see a lot of games where Clemson has a 30 spot when we begin the second quarter. And I think it's going to be amazing and incredible to watch. So be that as it may, that is how I feel about where Clemson is to start the year. And I'll ask you the question, where is Colin Cowherd right? Could this be the best team in the history of college football? He says they're an all-timer. All right, coming up next on the show, did you hear Daniel Jones fighting back to Baker Mayfield? Well, you don't want to miss that because we'll share that audio with you next. Right here on the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, folks, did you hear these fighting words? Baker Mayfield, of course. So what do people, and I like Baker Mayfield a lot, right? But he's saying his comments about Daniel Jones were taken out of context. They absolutely were not. Here's, how can this be? If somebody drops the bird in your face, right? How could that possibly be taken out of context? Baker Mayfield just dropped the figurative bird on Daniel Jones, the New York Giants first round pick in the draft here, right? And here's what he said. I cannot believe the Giants took Daniel Jones. How can you possibly take that out of context? Blows my mind, he continues. Then Baker Mayfield says, some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you've got to win. Well, who didn't win in college? Daniel Jones went 17-19 in college, right? Did not win very much at Duke at all. Then Daniel Jones, of course, you got to know the New York media is going to ask him about Baker Mayfield's comments as soon as they possibly can. And here's Daniel Jones' reaction to those comments.
You obviously heard what he were told, what he said. What's your reaction to Baker?
I try not to listen to much that's said. And, you know, I think I've done a pretty good job of that. But, you know, heard that heard that before. I mean, I think the same kind of same mindset. And just, you know, I certainly have a lot to focus on here. I got a lot to worry about here, and I'm, you know, focused on that. So it's, yeah, it's been good, but I, you know, just focus on what I'm doing here.
Nerd alert, nerd alert. Comment, Daniel. Come on, man. Have a personality for crying out loud. You have no future in sports radio if that's your answer to that, really. Now, Daniel, please tell me that you'll use Baker's words as motivation, right?
Can you change someone like Baker's perception if you're not playing? Like, is it annoying that you have to wait to play to prove people like that wrong and shut them up?
I don't think so. I think there's, like I said, there's a lot that I need to, you know, focus on here. There's a lot that I need to do to improve, to make sure I'm moving forward. So that's what I'm focused on. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'm not sure that's the best motivator. If that's the thing you're looking forward to doing the most is proving him wrong, I'm not sure that's the best way to improve every day or the best way to really get where you want to go.
Don't like him.
So who's more out of line? Baker Mayfield or Daniel Jones with his lame company line.
The only thing Baker Mayfield is out of line for is saying he was taken out of context. You speak your opinion and you do not apologize for your opinion. You meant what you said, Baker. You just didn't realize it was going to catch fire like that. Don't come back here and say it was taken out of context. That's the only thing you're out of line for. Daniel Jones, for crying out loud, brother, have some fight. I mean, stop going into quarterback speak or coaches speak and trying to say the right thing with everything you say. Here's what you say, okay? Let's role play this, Lonzo, okay? You and I, okay? You're going to be, I'll be Daniel Jones and you be Baker Mayfield, all right? So, GQ Magazine, what was the most surprising move that you saw in the offseason, Lonzo?
I cannot believe that they drafted Daniel Jones. Dude did not win any games. He went to Duke. I mean, come on. Who gets a quarterback out of Duke? He doesn't play basketball. He plays football or supposedly plays football. Ridiculous.
I feel very weird because normally in the kind of role-playing I like, you're nowhere around. But I will – okay, so that there is Baker Mayfield, and I'll be Daniel Jones. Now, you're the reporter in New York. Go.
Daniel, you know, Baker had some really harsh things to say about you.
Yeah.
How do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When the Giants are in the playoffs and his ass is sitting at home on his couch, we'll see who should have been drafted and who should not have been drafted. All right? Look, Duke, we helped elevate that program at Duke. That's what we did. That's what we were about. We accomplished some things at Duke that haven't been accomplished in a really, really long time. And, you know, he went 6-7 last year. So if he's talking about winning, guess who the big loser is? Hey, Baker, how's it going, buddy? Hey, Baker. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'll see you at the penthouse, Baker, all right? That's how you answer that. That's how you answer that, okay? That's interesting to the media. That's showing fight. That's showing personality. But no, Daniel Jones didn't answer it that way. He didn't answer it that way at all. Daniel Jones was asked about the reaction to his comments, and this is the lame way that he answered.
You obviously heard what you were told, what he said. What's your reaction to Baker?
I try not to listen to much that's said, and, you know, I think I've done a pretty good job of that. But, you know, heard that before. I mean, I think the same mindset. And just, you know, I certainly have a lot to focus on here. I got a lot to worry about here, and I'm focused on
that.
You know,
the reporter's already walked away at this point.
Been good, but I've, you know, just focus on what I'm doing here.
The dude has a personality of a sock, the personality of a wet sock, and I'm not interested. And I want a guy with fight. And I didn't like him before the draft, and I like him even less now. And they drafted one of these no personality ass clowns with the 6th overall pick in the draft. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. Don't want anything to do with it. All right, coming your way next. It's a take to take with you plus. The best thing we heard today, Lonzo was very out of character today when the show began, and you're not going to want to miss what he said. I still can't believe it. That's coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Lonzo, throw the flag. Texter says, got to throw the flag on Mark. Mark said this is the best show when Lonzo was talking about saving his best material for Saturday. When, in fact, you are the best show. I don't understand this. When, in fact, you are the best show and Lonzo has the second best show in South Carolina, period. Oh, I see what he's saying.
Yeah, he's talking about the other show that I
So
that
you have the second best show. Mark, tip your hat to Lonzo and be glad he is lifting your show to the level it is. Man, I wish that I wouldn't have read that on the air. No, I'm just kidding. No, kudos.
Thanks.
You know, look, a show is, there is no great show in America, no great show in America that only has one person as part of the creative process. You can't find me one because it doesn't exist. A show is always a team effort. Always. It will always be that way. And if you don't have that, you don't have a great show, period, end of story. Thanks for playing. So absolutely. Credit to Lonzo also for putting together, you know, piecing together the submission and kind of, you know, we were talking earlier about what it takes to have a good show and a texter asked how long we prep for the show. And, you know, Lonzo mentioned you kind of stay in prep mode all the time. With that submission that won us the award, Lonzo stays in prep mode the whole year long for that. He kind of marks down segments that he likes on the show so that when we sit down to put that submission together, he says, Mark, what segments do you like? Here are the ones that I have written down that I really liked over the course of the year. And we have more good segments than we can fit into that 4.5-minute submission. So certainly. Credit to Lonzo for all of the above. Okay, the best thing we heard today, you know, whenever somebody acts in a way that you're not used to, it's really odd because you feel like you've gotten to know somebody after 7 months. And I did not know the Lonzo Reitzel that opened the show today. I have no idea who this guy is, but I liked who this guy is. You know, there has been some Daniel Jones and Lonzo in the past, but this was very Baker Mayfield, what Lonzo said this afternoon. It's the best sports radio show in South Carolina, as awarded as such over the weekend. It's great to be here with you. Listen. I've actually had Lonzo. You're raising a finger at me. Thankfully, it's not that finger. Yes, we are the number one sports radio show in all of South Carolina, okay, as awarded as such.
The best is an opinion. Number one is a designation.
Okay. I've actually had this conversation with our boss.
He's wrong.
He's wrong?
If he walks in here, I will tell him he's absolutely wrong on this. Number one is a designation. Best is an opinion. We were designated number one. He can walk in here right now, and I will prove to him that he's wrong.
Mark Hendricks, I think that's an invite to come into the studio and have this debate.
Come on.
All right.
Because you're wrong.
All right.
We are number one. And number one implies that you're the best. Okay.
Boss man, I think we've both been overruled. We are the number one sports talk show.
What's wrong with you people?
In the state of South Carolina. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
By the way, did you notice someone came in the room and was kind of angry about that yesterday? People don't like it when you point out that you're number one.
Who was?
The person that comes in after us.
Oh,
you might sit in this chair.
Will?
No, not Will.
Oh, Diesel.
Will's a bench player. He's a great bench player.
And
I don't see him getting mad about something like that. No, I thought Will, Diesel was a little bothered by it. I'm just
if you're not bothered by it, I think there's something wrong with you. I think it's something that should bother you a little bit. If you have that competitive gene, we should all want to win. We should all want to be the best.
Number two, you're first loser. I mean, that's just how that goes.
Is that what?
That's just how that works.
I have never, in 143 shows, I have never seen you open the show with the venom and the total lack of fear or lack of respect to hierarchy that you are now opening this show with today. In 2 minutes on the air here, Lonzo, and by the way, please clip this because this is the best thing we heard today, okay? Whatever you picked, we're going to replace it with these 2 minutes, okay? Because in these 2 minutes, you have called out our boss. You have said, hell no, we're not calling it the best sports show. We're calling it the number one sports show because best is subjective. Then you have called out the show after us and said, they've got their panties in a twist about the fact that they didn't win. Lonzo, moving forward, a request, please, sir. Give me more Baker Mayfield. I love Lonzo as Baker Mayfield. It is tremendous. Straight Up with Sturge, Will Pelagic, and Diesel sitting in. Hopefully Diesel will be less upset today. Here for the number one sports radio show in South Carolina, Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.